You're listening to SBS News.
Five generations, Mitch Maialini's family have farmed near Narrumbeen, in the heart of Western Australia's wheat belt. On their sprawling 14,000-acre property, Mr. Maialini, along with his brother and parents, manage 1,500 sheep and grow legumes, canola, lupin, oats, and wheat. But in this part of Australia, nothing grows as well as barley. In recent years, Mr. Maialini and his family have tripled their barley production, which now accounts for 40% of their total income. But they stopped midway through planting this year's crop after China imposed an 80% tariff for 5 years on Australian barley.
We've been lucky in a sense that we've been able to stop and cut our program in half, but there's a lot of people that had their crop in the ground already and they've got no control now. You know, they just have to hope, I suppose, that they might have done a bit of forward selling back before so that they had a good price then. I think there'd be half to three quarters of most farmers around our area that would have had the majority of their barley program in the ground before the tariffs came out.
The announcement came as a result of Chinese authorities' ongoing anti-dumping investigation into Australian barley. The tariffs make it more expensive for potential buyers in China and could price Australian barley exporters out of their biggest market, costing them $500 million a year. Of the estimated 3,000 barley growers in Western Australia, the majority have already planted this year's crop. Mr. Maialini and his family now face the long winter months, deciding whether to invest the time and money tending to a product that may not immediately sell.
Farming is very variable to start with rain, heat, wind, the whole lot. But then when these sort of things start happening, it just makes it a lot harder to number one, have a clear sight, and number two, to know where to go in the future. It's hard enough as it is trying to get it to rain at the right times without having tariffs, and you know, it's all started back from even chickpeas. So chickpeas had a tariff, now barley's got a tariff. Where does it go to from here? Our windows, our markets are becoming so much smaller. You know, nothing else is going down in price. Our machinery still costs so much. You still have to pay for fertilizer, chemical. None of those costs are going down, but we're the middleman, unfortunately, and there's things that we can't control, and this is one of them.
China's Ministry of Commerce launched investigations into allegations of illegal dumping of Australian barley exports in December 2018. The Australian government and industry groups made submissions to the investigation, and this week strongly rejected its findings. Rhys Turton is president of WA Farmers and a member of the Grain Growers Board of Directors.
The price of barley was particularly high there in one season, and it seemed to coincide with the beginnings of the dumping investigation. But I think really it's quite an invidious move by China, this one, given the current circumstances, in that the industry, you know, 18 months ago started compiling its evidence to prove that there had been, or there's no case to substantiate a dumping claim. And my understanding is there was over 10,000 pages of evidence presented along those lines, and we were very confident that there is absolutely no case for dumping out of Australia into the Chinese market.
The federal government and industry groups are now seeking to have the tariffs either reduced or removed entirely, either by an appeal to the World Trade Organization or through direct negotiations with China using the China-Australia Free Trade Agreement. Federal Trade Minister Simon Birmingham says any appeal by Australia would focus on disputing the dumping claims rather than the diplomatic stoush over an investigation into the origins of COVID-19.
China has been at pains to stress that these were long-standing regulatory matters. Their arguments, at least, are that politics and such matters played no role in the decisions that have been made. But the best thing that I can do for our farmers and exporters is not to conflate these issues with other matters, as some may seek to do, but instead to focus on getting a resolution and an outcome by engaging in the proper processes.
That position is backed by the opposition's agriculture spokesman, Joel Fitzgibbon.
Well, the best thing a government can do for those producers is to rebuild the relationship with China. Our national security, our economic security, and our trade security are all one and the same.
Rhys Turton says new markets in Asia and the Middle East are also being explored.
Well, I think we're always on the lookout for new markets, but of course to fill the size of that Chinese market is going to be very, very difficult in the short term because it was a very significant amount of barley. But we will, you know, thoroughly investigate other options. We do have the new Indonesian agreement in place, generally for feed grains, but it may grow to others. Markets like Vietnam and certainly India has been on the cards lately too. But look, I think you just take your strong position to the Chinese and to the WTO, state your case and let that process run its course.
It's hoped Western Australian farmers will reap a fair price for what they've already sown. Aaron Fernandez, SBS News.